On the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Rabbi Meir Hecht joins us now from Shabbat of Evanston. Rabbi, thanks for picking up the phone and giving us your time. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And the news is good for us here in the Chicago area. Can you tell us where they are, Natalie and her mom?
Well, it's really been an unbelievable weekend with the news that we got on Friday. As a community, everyone is just in good spirits and really excited and looking forward to their eventual return to our town. Everyone keeps on asking, when are they coming? It's really incredible, and we are so grateful for this amazing news. At the same time, our hearts are still so heavy because we know that there's over 200 hostages still in the hands of murderous terrorists, Hamas, and we are very pained and we're very concerned, and we have to be careful. On the one hand, we want to celebrate, and on the other hand, you know, we know that it's the middle of a war, so it's a subtle balance.
I understand that they're both still in Israel with family. Is that true?
Yeah, they're still there.
Any idea then when they get back to Evanston?
There's no information right now.
Have you had much conversation with them, or maybe the family? Go ahead.
We had a chance to talk. It was just an incredible, joyous, moving moment. So, one of the most inspiring moments of my life to hear the voice of Judith on the phone felt like a miracle, like something that just can't describe. You know, someone who I know was in the most horrific, horrendous circumstances just a day earlier, and now I'm able to talk to them on the phone. It was really incredible, and to be able to hear strength of character and her trust in God that she gave off in describing her own ordeal was just so inspiring and so, so powerful.
Rabbi, what can you tell me about that? What were the circumstances under which they were held? I know I would guess you didn't have a chance to ask them all of the questions all of us have on our mind, but can you tell me where they were held? Were they held with other people? Can you relay any information along those lines?
I can't talk about any of that. Unfortunately, I can't talk about any of that.
You are aware of the answers to those questions, though?
Some of them, but it's not for a conversation.
And was that something, fair enough, understood. You also understand our curiosity and about the well-being of others. I wonder if they're being asked by the State Department or somebody else to not be too public with what they went through.
Yeah, you could be certain that they're going through a full debriefing, but nothing that I can share on the air. One thing is for sure. We know that Hamas perpetrated one of the worst massacres that humanity has seen in the last 80 years. And this is a terrible evil that has to be uprooted. They viciously murdered babies, little infants in their cribs, women, children in their homes in Israel, and took these over 200, they're saying now 220 hostages.
Yeah.
It's an outcry, and every human being with some kind of moral compass should be outraged and speak their outrage loudly to the world to say, I stand with Israel, to stand up for civilization and humanity.
The picture that was released of them being released from custody does not show any visible signs of injury. Are they well physically anyway, do you know?
We were told that they are well, physically.
And I would imagine debriefing or whatever, they're going to want or need some time to decompress, some kind of counseling. Did you get a sense about their emotional or mental well-being?
All of these are questions that time will tell. And we are committed, our community is committed to be here for them in any way possible, no matter what the cost or what the which professionals are needed, we will be here to help in any way we can. That's our commitment from our end.
Did they
and I'm
have
sure
any...
all the listeners who want to help in any way they can reach out to us.
I wonder, and I'll be happy to pass that along in just a second here, I wonder if they had any sense of how it was that they were selected. We know that some of the people that were taken hostage were injured, and some of them very badly. And well known is that one man from out west lost an arm in a grenade blast, or at least part of his arm, and that Hamas would be more inclined to release people that were doing well. That looks better than maybe somebody who's been injured. Did they have any sense about how well the others were doing? Were you able to gather any information like that?
There's so many theories out there, and a lot of people have proposed different theories of all sorts. You mentioned the young man from out west. He's actually, his family originates from Chicago, from Skokie, Hirsch, Goldberg, Pollen. I've spoken to his family, and they're deeply concerned. His arm was blown off in the attack, and then he was taken hostage. The situation in Gaza today with the hostages from Israel is very concerning, very painful. This is a real situation that the world has their eyes glued to see what's going to happen next. And why Judith and Natalie were chosen first, you know, we can only speculate at this point. But from our end here in Evanston, in the Chicago area, we're certainly most grateful, elated, grateful to God for this incredible miracle that was done for us. And we continue to pray and ask everyone to pray for the rest of all of those that still need their salvation. They need to come out of being hostage or injured or anything like that.
They didn't relay to you then how it was that they were selected. Why were they chosen? And
I don't believe it's information that we know at this point.
And what a horrible calculus for the United States, or Israel for that matter. How violently do you push back, knowing that there are still hostages there? That's the difficult decision, I guess, for Israel to make, isn't it?
Yeah, Israel is definitely in a very hard place right now. There's no doubt that they want to uproot Hamas, and they're committed to uproot Hamas. The government is united on that message, saying it publicly and privately, that they're not going to let Hamas get away with this. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They perpetrated an evil, vicious crime against humanity, and they need to be uprooted. This is evil. But how they're going to handle the hostage situation, I have no idea. It's certainly a deep concern. I think from our end, we're here in Chicago. We're not in Israel. None of us are on the front lines. But we can do our little part by bringing goodness and light. And in the face of darkness, every bit of light that we bring makes a big difference. And I think we can pray. We can do a good deed, help someone. Every bit of light that we bring to the world, it really adds to the bigger picture and will make a difference.
Rabbi Meir Hecht is Shabbat of Evanston and close to the families, I just discovered. I'm glad that you were able to visit with us. Pass along our best to all of them.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Rabbi, thank you.